All right, we got a familiar voice from the past on with us. Haven't talked to you since before Walleye Opener. Dan Lloyd, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How's yourself, Adam?
Not too bad. I'm sure that things have slowed down in your neck of the woods and as well, you know, everywhere. I've been getting kind of slow reports right now with this weather pattern. But I want to remind folks that you're in Chassel. You do a lot of fishing on Portage Lake, Chassel Bay, that kind of thing. But I want to get a report just in general for that part of Houghton County and Keweenaw County, if you don't mind. So I'll let you jump right in. What have you been seeing and hearing?
Well, we can start if you want up at from Lac La Belle and work down in a couple lakes. You know, Lac La Belle, you know, when it was the weather was a little stable, walleye fishing was, it was okay, Adam. I mean, guys were catching them on crankbaits and doing some jigging. You know, it's one thing that's underfished up there the guys don't realize. There's some big cribbings on that one shoreline, and there's a lot of crappies in there. Mm. You know, you could take your kids up there right now and fish them cribs and them pylons, and there's lots of crappies. They're running anywhere from, you know, that 7.5 to 10 inches. But there's lots of action for the kids off Lac La Belle anyway.
And what do they typically use? Waxies, worms, what?
Most of them just using, you can use clip-on bobbers, Adam, because you don't have to fish that deep. You're only fishing 2 feet deep over around them cribs. There's like six cribs there and them pylons. There were lots of crappies in them. Just using minnows.
Okay.
That's all you got to use, the small minnows.
All right, so what's the next lake?
You know, you can jump down to Gratiot. I tell you, Gratiot's producing a lot of fish. There's days, actually 50 to 100 fish days on that lake.
Mm.
Just using the same thing. I jig a lot. You know, you can use medium fatheads. A lot of guys running spinners right now, fishing them edges. The reef's always good, but there's big numbers of fish they're getting caught. But guys got to just watch yourselves. There's a lot of undersized fish. I'm talking for, you know, 50 fish we catch, we got 10 keepers.
Okay. Well, that's not terrible, though. I mean, at least you get a lot of action, and that is definitely what I've been hearing from most of the inland lakes, smaller bodies of water in the UP, is they're getting action. They're just not getting big fish right now, so that's pretty common, huh?
Yeah, you know, for a kid just starting off, Adam, you know, it's tough. You know, you want a kid to catch fish. They're not really concerned, you know, what they're catching. They just want some action. You know, and Gratiot Lake has a lot of fish in it. Like I say, for the novice angler, you can just go out there and fish the edges, fish that reef, and you're going to catch fish.
Okay.
I mean, you just pull small spinners, use half ounce to an ounce bottom bouncers, fishing at anywhere from 13 to 20 feet, you'll find fish, and there's lots of fish in there.
Are you talking mostly crawlers then, or leeches?
Crawlers.
Okay.
Yeah, a guy can. I mean, you can pull crawlers on leech spinners too. You know, they're a little tougher, but you don't have to. You go through a lot of crawlers. I mean, if we got some perch coming back in there, but you know, that's a lake. I know it's a little out of guys' way, but if you want to catch numbers, that's the lake to go to right now.
And we're going to talk more inland lake fishing, including Portage Lake and Chassel Bay for smallmouth, walleye, and the crappie bite when we return in our next outdoor report with Dan Lloyd from Chassel. So stay tuned for part two right here on The Outdoor Show.